I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
I play guitar.
And I like lasers.
If you're looking for love, then listen up, because Jamie's in the joint. And the Date Doctor is on the Damon Scott Show.
Author, founder of Got 5, that's the number 5minutes.com. Jamie the Date Doctor, always here on Fridays. Question is, what are we talking about this Friday?
I'm talking about the worst dating tips out there, and I'm shedding some light as to why we should not be listening to this dating advice.
All right, fire it up. This sounds exciting.
All right, first one. People say, be yourself. You can't tell somebody to be yourself if they're a complete asshole. I couldn't help it, okay? So
you kiss your kids with that mouth?
You're better to tell them what they need to do to change or what they're doing that's annoying than to just always say, oh, just keep being yourself, because it doesn't work. Sometimes you need to change. You need to recognize your faults and work through them.
Yeah, but you don't want to be somebody you're not.
You don't want to be somebody you're not. But if the person that you are is total crap, be yourself is never going to find you true love.
That'd be like Gina going out pretending she's a virgin.
Hey! Are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
I hate this one. People will say, just stop looking and love will find you.
Oh, shut up. I can't stand that.
Do you get that a lot?
Yes. Oh, you're looking too hard. Well, if I sit at home, it ain't going to come knocking on my door.
Effort equals results. You have to work hard at it. And that means work hard yourself, physically, emotionally, always feeling that you can be the best you can be. And it also means getting out there and meeting people, because you're right. They're not going to come bang down your door unless they're one of your like creepy old stalkers and you don't want them anyways.
We're talking to the Date Doctor about false dating tips.
Next one is passion fades. I hate that. What a limiting belief to go into a relationship and think maybe you should sacrifice chemistry, because eventually passion always fades in relationships. That is just completely wrong. Disagree. Passion can last your entire life.
Especially if you have a drawer full of special things that Gina does.
Well, maybe you need those special things to keep the passion alive.
Smothering Hood, Riding Crop, 50 Shades of Grey.
Nothing of those
things. Whatever it takes, because passion is important and the best relationships hang on to that. And if you go into it thinking that it's going to fade so you can give it up in the beginning, you're wrong. Those friends are the friends that are stuck in those passionless, is that a word?
Yeah, passionless.
Passionless relationships. Don't listen to them.
All right.
His loss. Do you hear that, Gina? Do your friends ever tell you that when somebody
It's
his loss. You know, the reality is.
I know. Whenever one gets away from her, I go, lucky bastard.
Stop it.
It's not really his loss. If he doesn't want to be with you because he finds you annoying or you're a drama queen.
Yeah, but that's what people say to be kind.
And I'm telling you that that's really bad advice. You're better to confront your friend and say, he dumped you because all you do is complain and bring drama into the relationship. You're better off to help her figure out whatever it is that sent him running instead of just dismissing it and saying it's his loss.
All right, you got time for one more.
Work harder. Do you ever hear that? Like, if a marriage is breaking up and there's kids involved and everything else and they're finally ready to end the marriage and somebody comes back to them and says, you need to work harder for the kids. That one kills me. In my opinion, if you know that relationship is over and you've worked hard, you're better off to get out of the relationship for the kids so that eventually you can model a healthy relationship than to stay in something that's disgusting.
When's your next speed dating, little lady?
Our next event is next Friday night. It's our Noah Webster fundraiser wine tasting. It's going to be fun, and all the information on that is at Got5, that's the number 5minutes.com.